illumination. A smile is always welcome. Truly, truly, a smile is always welcome. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, no matter what I think, no matter what I say, a smile is always welcome. I had a very happy couple of days. And my happiness came from sitting at the lunch table, at the breakfast table, at the dinner table, and hearing all of the wonderful telephone calls that come in for Ellen Jeremini, the CEO of the University of Healing here. I'm sitting there enjoying my lunch or enjoying my breakfast, enjoying my dinner, and the telephone rings. Well, now, I know it's going to be for Ellen. And Ellen picks up the phone, and she speaks in Italian. She speaks in German. She speaks in French. She speaks in English. Whatever the nation is that's being called, that's telling Ellen, "Happy birthday, Ellen! Happy birthday, you dear lady! Happy birthday!" And a smile bubbles forth from each of these people as they talk to Ellen, and they tell Ellen, "You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are glorious. Happy birthday!" And Ellen giggles back and says, "Thank you, thank you." And as she talks to these people, she fills them with the joy of her life. And they say, "You are such a wonderful person in my world. You are such a grand person in my life. You are so fantastic, Ellen. You are so loving. You are so beautiful." Some say, "Oh, Ellen, having you as the proctor of my courses at the University of Healing has been so wonderful. I have just taken a new lease on life, and oh, I'm filled with smiles all the time because that's what you have trained me to do." And her children will call, and they will say, "Mama, you're wonderful." And she will just sort of glow and bask and smile in their joy, in their wonder, in their magic of their mother. Their mother, who is so wonderful. And they say, "Mom, come visit us. Mom, pop over here to Switzerland. Pop over here to Germany. Pop over here to the other part of the world." And Mama says, "Anytime you send me an airline ticket, I'll come right on over and spend a few days with you. I'm always ready. But I really enjoy my work here as the CEO of the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited and the Absolute Monastery and all of these things that I'm doing here. I am having such a good time." And the smile in their voice is infectious, and they say, "Mom, it'd be wonderful to have you come visit us. It'd be wonderful to have you here." And Mom says, "Well, why don't you come and visit me here? You're always welcome, you know that." And they say, "Yes, but we're so busy." Well, how about that? A busy person is a happy person, and I certainly am a happy person. I'm so happy that you're so busy. And their conversation goes on, uplifting, supportive, magnificent. And Gertrude Suter calls and says, "Ellen, you are fantastic. You are a glorious lady. You are a marvelous being. You know how to make everyone feel very good and to smile all the time." And all of the people who call, they all have a smile in their voice. Rosalie in Auburn calls and she says, "Ellen, when I call you, I feel everything is all right. Everything is in balance. When I call you, I'd hear the smile in your voice and hear the smile of your attitude. I feel welcome in your world." And it is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. And then the neighbor lady calls and says, "Ellen, your birthday cake is ready. I have baked it for you." And Ellen says, "Ah, wonderful. Black Forest chocolate birthday cake. Oh, fantastic. And then Ellen walks into her house. And as she walks into her house, her two cats come purring around her and saying, I'm glad you're home, Mommy, you know. And she has the biggest smile on her face, and she reaches down and picks up these cats and cuddles them in her arms, and the cats melt. And for anybody else, they all want to run away. But from Ellen, they delight in her smile. They delight in her magic. They delight in her being. Now, all of us are born just like Ellen. All of us are born just like Ellen to make our decision of what our life is to be and to make the decision whether our life is to be happy or a life filled with desire and want. And Ellen has chosen to have her life be a life of fulfillment all the time. And she's done this by smiling. She's done this by looking at everyone in her world and seeing the good in them. She's done this by looking at everything in her world and seeing it whole and perfect in every way. Her smile is always welcome, and the smile of her dear friends and the smile of people that she only casually knows and meets when she goes to the shops is so beautifully responded to. And all the world looks at Ellen and says, you are the ideal woman. You are the ideal smile. You are the ideal. And Ellen says, I'm your reflection and I like it very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they sort of look a little bit aback and they say, I am that way? Sure, because what you see in me is what is in you. And they look at Ellen with her sincerity and with her realization that she's not saying this to get their happiness from them. She's saying this only because this is the truth about who she is and who they are. And she is delighted to have this be the truth that she is and they are, because she knows it, and she knows it every moment of her life. She knows it as she gets up in the morning. She knows it as she cuddles her little love, her mini pin, and holds him in her arms and snuggles him and says, you're the greatest. And little love just snuggles back in her arms and says, I could stay here forever. And she smiles at him and says, now I'm going to put you down because I have many things to do. And she gets up and she goes out and she rakes in her garden. She goes out and she waters her plants. She goes into her office and she types letters and she does reports and she does proctoring and she works for the students. And then she goes up and she prepares lunch and she prepares all of the details for the family meal. And at lunch, she always has a smile on her face and she says, oh, this is such fun. This is so wonderful. This is great to have this feeling of being able to love and give love everywhere I turn around. And I say, Ellen, you are such a busy cat. She says, I am a happy cat. I'm a happy Cheshire smiling cat. I'm so wonderful. I am limitless in everything I do. And I say, Ellen, you are so fantastic because it is a response that you have given to life. If I look at your children, and they are always smiling and happy and joyous, I know how they got that way. It was the smile that you infected on them. As I look at your friends, as I look at your neighbors, as I look at the students of the university and see them smiling and happy and just bubbling over with joy, it's because you, Ellen, because you gave them this illumination. You gave them the smile that is always welcome. And your smile is always welcome because your smile is always the smile of goodness. Your smile is always the smile of love. Your smile is always the smile of peace and truth forevermore. That's what life's all about. That's what you're all about. And that's what I'm all about. Be that illumination that you truly are. Let the example Ellen shines forth for us be truly who and what we are. The delight of the world, now and forever.